And it's time for another quick take with the Real Estate Law Podcast. Jason Muth here with Straightforward Short-Term Rentals and Pride Away Stays. In this quick take, we're talking about all the different reasons that people use short-term rentals and medium-term rentals. And we're speaking with the expert, Jay Massey. He is with Cashflow Diary. And Jay really dug into why we're at the very beginning of the short-term rental world. Whereas we've heard a lot of things these days about oversupply in many markets. And yes, that is the case. I've actually heard a couple podcasts recently where people are predicting that a number of people that got into the short-term rental space to get out of their jobs might be going back to their jobs because the cash flow isn't quite there with that first and second property. Now, that might be the case. However, in the long term, there's a lot of uses for short-term rentals and medium-term rentals. You might think vacationers. You might think that house that the ski house that you got with your friends is the only reason why people are using short-term rentals. But there's an awful lot more. Everything from insurance claims to people that just need to get out of their house for some bad situation that's happening at home, to people relocating, to people that are athletes that are temporarily training in certain markets. And there's a whole boatload of other reasons. So in this episode, the full episode will be linked in the show notes for this quick take. Jay Massey goes into all the different reasons why people might need a short-term or medium-term rental. Give it a listen.
And you know, what are some ways that you give them the confidence that this is probably still a good idea if the supply has gone up a little bit higher than the demand in some markets?
Okay, I'm gonna answer this, but you are about to risk converting the majority of your audience to short-term rental operators. Are you sure you want me to do that?
Hey, jump in the pool. The water's warm here.
Okay, what? Here's what I mean. So yes, you're right. The economics of the situation, it's always been supply and demand. However, what we consider supply is important, and what we consider demand is also important. Most are, when they're considering the short-term rental industry, they're thinking about vacation homes. They're thinking about, I live in Southern California, and the number one customer I do not want is someone on vacation. I do my best to avoid them, okay? So there are 65, we've identified 65 different use cases for short-term rentals. So let's start with that. Yes, supply has gone up, and there's still not enough in every jurisdiction that we operate. So here's what I'm saying. When a house experiences an event like their pipes bursting, so someone today, as you are listening to this, had their pipes burst, you know what happened? They called their insurance company. Their insurance company called the claims company. That claims company outsourced that claim because one of the coverages is to find them a place to stay. It's inside the insurance policy. And that outsourced, the claims company that outsourced that housing need, they use short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. So now we have to ask ourselves something very basic. Will pipes ever stop bursting? No. And here's what I know. I can call up any of those companies. By the way, one of them is ALE Solutions, because I know somebody's going to ask, what is the name of that company? It's ALE Solutions. And you can look them up. And every one of their agents has a stack so high that they cannot house them all. They just can't. They don't have enough. So they try to convince their insured person to use a hotel. Well, if the hotel closed down, and that, do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This need doesn't go anywhere. That's just one. But let's talk about the military, for example. If you're near a military base, especially those that train, does the military ever stop training? The answer is no. So there's a need there, and it's always constant and definitely undersupplied. There's also the PCS, permanent change of station. There's a site out there called At Ease. And you know what it specializes in? It specializes in providing temporary housing for military. For the military. But probably one of the strangest ones that I had no clue about was one of our students got contacted by the government because they needed to put they had a person on house arrest and they needed to put him somewhere because they didn't. I'm like, what are you talking about? That was strange. Had no idea. There's so many use cases for this. I mean, we don't think about it, but every tornado, every natural disaster, anytime you've seen FEMA rehousing people, they are housing them somewhere. And these are all forms of temporary housing. Yeah, Airbnb, VRBO, these are all the marketplaces where you can meet some of the people, but it's not all of them that have the need. And that includes emergency shelters, for that matter, for abused spouses. You got that. You got your LGBTQ who are being put out in various. There's a number of different ways of slicing this pie, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the need is massive. We haven't even begun to scratch the surface. You've just gotten to the awareness stage, and it sounds too grandiose, and it feels like you are too late, when the truth of the matter is we've just begun. Here's how I can tell you that. Just back last November, Graystar, looked them up, one of the largest residential management companies in the United States, as well as a couple of other publicly traded companies, keyword being publicly traded companies, just solidified and announced their partnership. They've been working together for a while, but they just solidified and announced their partnership with Airbnb, giving their tenants, their existing tenants, the opportunity to put their unit that they are living in on Airbnb. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying ultimately is we haven't even reached marketplace acceptance, and we're concerned about saturation.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Everywhere you guys can hear me right now, you've got hotels building a hotel. Mm-hmm. They're doing it for a reason. It's not because they think it's going to be empty. And yes, there is more supply, but we're still well below 2019 numbers in terms of supply. 2019 being the base year before COVID, because everything went wacky after that. But we're still below that. Now we're approaching and fast. In fact, short-term rentals is the fastest recovering part of the hospitality industry, which is great. Mm-hmm. And we have a long ways to go, because corporate travel, the work from home movement, all of this other stuff is affecting a corporation's need for temporary housing, as well as that's not even including the new mothers. All of the new mothers who have just been trained and don't want to expose their kids to, especially below 18. The stats say families traveling with children between the age of 2 and 18 are the ones who are literally dumping the hotel for short-term rentals the fastest, because nobody wants they want control over their environment. It all makes sense. It all works. Yeah, yeah. We're just not, as entrepreneurs, realizing the trend. We're listening to headlines, trading on that, without truly understanding who the customer is, because that's the biggest piece to understand. And the fun part is, for any one of the things you've heard me mention, you must realize there's the Walmart, Target, and Nordstrom effect. Mm-hmm. So just because I'm a traveling medical professional or traveling nurse or something, sometimes I'm the Nordstrom style traveling nurse, meaning I want to live a certain way. Sometimes it's the Target style. Sometimes it's the Walmart style. I just want the bare basic needs at the greatest discount. And as the short-term rental operator, we get to decide, am I the Walmart, Target, or Nordstrom of my area for this particular customer? So when you divide it up properly and really think about it the way markets mature, we are so at the beginning, it's not even funny.
And there is another Real Estate Law Podcast quick take. For the full episode, please go to YouTube or iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to or heard that quick take. We're also on realestatelawpodcast.com, where you can get all of our episodes and information about the show. On behalf of attorney broker Rory Gill, this is Jason Muth. Thank you for listening.